put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live. It's Thursday, November 19th, 2020, on the One and Only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. You know, at least we have one another's company, right? as we sit here and watch Rome burn, at least we have one another's company. So that's fantastic. Slightly cynical, yes. Today is Thursday, and so it's time for an episode of The High Wire. Last week was particularly informative. This week is scheduled to be, if I can get this to work, Pete's sake. Kind of annoying. All right, there we go. Today's episode of The High Wire is going to be interesting. If you haven't seen, well, I thought it was pretty cool. You know, this is interesting. This is a real, well, that's, I think this is a major breakthrough. So what I'm talking about, okay, just listen to this and I'll talk about it in a second. Go ahead, please.
Hey everybody, Del Bigtree here from The High Wire. If you've been watching our show for the last 9 months, then you know we've provided all the scientific proof and peer-reviewed science that lets us know this pandemic is a fraud. So why are we still here? Why are we still being locked down more and more? What's really going on?
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
I see the need for a great reset.
We have to build back better.
To be radical and to do things differently.
It all sounds a lot like the New World Order, which used to be taboo to say. This week I'm going to sit down with independent journalist and thought leader James Corbett, and I'm going to ask the questions I want answers to.
Your life, society, everything about the way you live and the way you interact is going to change forever.
You better not miss The High Wire, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday. Yeah, we're going there.
Yeah, they're going there. So that's interesting. After this broadcast, that'll be on. And that's what is pretty interesting, pretty exciting to me, I think, is despite the fact that most people, you know, they ought to have maybe Del's credentials and those of his staff, you know, Emmy Award winning. They are basically mainstream television award-winning folks, and they do a fantastic job. And, you know, it's just interesting how many people seem to ignore the facts and the information that is provided. Or, they ignore the credentials. Why would these guys do this? You know, why would they put their careers and their reputations and everything on the line? Again, you know, you have to at least wonder, don't you? Why would they do that? And I believe that's what they've done. You know, he says they're not funded by Big Pharma or whatever. They do have some private donorship that helps considerably. To what extent, I'm not sure. But, and that's always a question. You know, you always wonder, why would Pierre Omidyar decide to, you know, start independent grassroots journalist outlets? Not talking about Pierre Omidyar being affiliated with The High Wire. I'm talking about The Intercept, for example. But, and I've talked about that in the past. You know, the billionaire cast underwriting the independent news organizations. Anyway, that was kind of a top-down approach to do what I think The High Wire has done. And okay, so what I'm getting at is, what's exciting is for those people who have sort of followed Del Bigtree and his staff from the mainstream venue or platform, if you will, into primarily social media based now. You know, I don't think they're on YouTube anymore. I mean, they got booted. I don't think they got, he would have said they've been, channel was restored, but hasn't been. Anyway, they're on Facebook and a few other places. So going from mainstream out into the wild, so to speak, now connecting with James Corbett, that's an interesting combination, I think. And it bridges certain gaps. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think maybe it's a metaphor, you know, maybe it's analogous to some things that could happen. It's at a moment that is crucial, that's for sure, if we're not too far gone already. And I still think it's a spiritual battle. So like Jonah walking through Nineveh, set out a day's journey, told the story many times, and you know, Nineveh, according to the Bible, was a 3-day journey, and he set out one day, set out a day's journey. Does that mean that he only made it a third of the way through town at best? I think so. But in any case, word seemed to get back to the king pretty quick, and Nineveh repented. You know, who knows? Maybe something like this could represent that kind of an initiative. You know, people like this bridging of the great divide. There's typically been a firewall between the mainstream efforts and people like James Corbett, for example. And so who knows what could happen? I think Del Big Tree represents more of a mainstream crowd. I think that he probably has, I mean, there are a lot of folks, like, I know people who listen to this broadcast and this network obviously listen, but those people are not familiar. They're I would say, by and large, I mean, I would just guess that a large contingent of the folks who listen to The High Wire with Del Big Tree are probably not aware of James Corbett. So that's, I think that's an exciting development. I can't wait to see what they do. And last week was really interesting too. They dug into the Biden team, and, you know, I think Del Big Tree does a good job. I mean, he took a moment last week to say, all right, so we're talking about Joe Biden, and I'm not saying that it's over. And he wasn't saying that he was a Trump apologist or this or that, but he was saying we have to explore the possibility, because at some point the election will be called, and we, you know, it might be this guy. So I would have phrased it, you know, it might be this guy. We already know what the other guy's doing. We've seen him in action, which isn't terribly exciting either in a sense, but because, you know, everything seems to, gosh, the moment that you have hope, like, you know, somebody like a Scott Atlas or whatever, then we seem to circle back around to vaccines, and how do you force them to take them? That's the conversation everybody's having around us. Isn't it bizarre? No one's asking you or me. I don't know, no one's asking me, because, and a large number of folks. It's just interesting. If it's so good for us, if it's so good for everyone, why do you have to force people to take it? People are talking about the lockdown measures. You know, I had more conversations about that after yesterday's broadcast. It's happening everywhere. And so you're telling me that the whole country is experiencing, oh, no, wait, Democratic-led states, you know, states with Democratic governors primarily are having hotspots. I think that's the problem. I think if we just get rid of Democratic governors, then we probably slow the spread. We probably stop the spread. What do you think? States with Democratic governors seem to have hotspots. They seem to be super spreader states. Isn't that interesting? And I know correlation does not equal causation. My goodness, I would never imply that. But it is certainly, I think, a curious coincidence. So I really believe that there's some kind of a coordinated effort, some kind of a shakedown that's coming, you know, speaking of that, through the National Governors Association, which I don't know, I think it's working, which is why, you know, the Trump administration doesn't need to do a national thing. I mean, the Biden team is saying maybe we need to do a nationally mandated lockdown, but the Governors Association, National Governors Association, seems to be fairly effective. So now that Andrew Cuomo is the chair, isn't that awesome? Larry Hogan just, you know, wasn't quite awful enough. I mean, he's a rhino as far as I'm concerned, so he was doing fantastic. But now it's Cuomo, and I'm sure that he loves doing his, you know, getting on the calls with the other governors and doing his Christopher Walken impression. So, be awful. I digress slightly. So anyway, the High Wire episode, today's High Wire episode, should be interesting. I wrote something. I think I'm going to publish it today. I should have published my love letter first. I think I'll try to get to that too today. I'll do that today. But this is interesting, I think. I'll just read it to you and we'll get to this other stuff. I have noticed something very interesting. I pulled about 25 different examples, more than 24 examples. And then I, after the fact, subsequent to writing all of this yesterday, I just threw it together yesterday real fast. I went digging around to see if I could find the same thing, the same phenomenon in some think tank somewhere. And I'm sure it's somewhere, but the search engines aren't helping me. And my manual efforts were unfruitful, basically unsuccessful. So I'm talking about this thing. I think I'm calling it coronavirus. The life you save may be your own, you know, and I get the image of the old PSA with the little star, you know, the more you know. So have you noticed that there's been this, I keep hearing the life you save may be your own, or reading it or whatever, I keep noticing it. So I went looking and I found examples from March 12th, actually, which was before we got the real, you know, scare tactic, right? That was about March 16th, I think, was when the New York Times article was published with the Imperial College London nonsense. So March 12th, March 15th, March 19th, April. I have every month except September, March, April, May, June, October, June, July. No, yeah, June, July, August. No September, October and November. And the life you save may be your own. So I have an interesting take on that. I'll talk about it when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Actually, this Thursday, December 10th, 2020. We weren't in the first segment, but we are now. So welcome. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. And you tune in live. So let's first I want to start. I haven't mentioned the passing of Walter Williams yet. And we definitely need to do that. I think we'll play a little something from Caleb Fuller over at the Mises Institute, together a wonderful eulogy, I would say. The E stands for excellence. So it's unfortunate. Walter E. Williams was one of those rare individuals who broke out of the Marxist mold and was able to see through the fraud and deception, and truly did pursue excellence and was always striving to reach higher and apply knowledge and experience in the, you know, the old adage of essentially building wisdom. So we'll get to that in the next segment. Pray for, you know, those who feel inclined. I would say pray for Senators Johnson, Hawley, Grassley. Grassley, whom Johnson says is doing well, no symptoms. But it's interesting, you know, who seems to contract this thing, whatever it is. And that's interesting. So maybe we'll play that clip from last month's Senate Homeland Security Committee hearings, where Senator Johnson says, you know, when he got COVID, he heard he got it. You know, if things got serious, he said, I was going to call, find a doctor, you know, maybe one of you guys, and try. You know, he keeps saying, I've defended right to try. Well, that's what he was going to do. If things got serious enough, he was going to try whatever he thought might work. And as it turned out, he didn't have to do that. So he was grateful. But it's an interesting soundbite. You know, when you listen to these people who've actually gone through things, and, you know, not to mention, again, I keep coming back to the question point blank, Senator Ron Johnson asking Ashish Jha, hey, but have you seen any COVID patients? Have you treated any COVID patients, doctor? Because this is, you know, Ashish Jha represents the contingent. All of these people, you know, like Tom Inglesby. Oh, yeah, I see patients and blah, blah, blah. I doubt he sees any, unless it's, you know, in a lab rat sort of environment. These are not the people. These public policy types, they don't care about people. You know, and for whatever reason, you know, it gets back to kind of that fork in the road. For guys like Walter E. Williams, it's not that much different, really, if at all. Once you start to, Laura Ingraham did a segment last night, and while I don't condone using people as political props, I do believe maybe she was trying to do a good thing where, you know, she's speaking to a family whose teenage, high school age son had committed suicide, as it seems largely or directly as a result of what's been going on, the lockdowns and so forth. And so she talks about the mental toll, the mental anguish that these young people go through. And the father, she interviewed the father of this young man who took his own life, and he said, when you start talking about people, you know, people are not averages and numbers and so forth. In this case, he was saying every child, every student is different. And that's the front lines of the battle right now. Individualism versus collectivism. And we're seeing the reality of history play out again. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, We can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast already. Thursday, December 10, 2020. I want to do the Walter E. Williams tribute real quick. So this is the eulogy, Caleb Fuller. The E stands for excellence, a tribute to Walter E. Williams, narrated by Melian Quinteros. Go ahead, please.
The E stands for excellence. A tribute to Walter E. Williams by Caleb Fuller, an Audio Mises Wire narrated by Million Quinteros. Walter E. Williams, prolific author, piercing cultural commentator, old school economist, that's a good thing. Devoted husband, loving father, and longtime friend of Grove City College has passed from this world. To the rest of America, Williams was known as a suffer-no-fools commentator on perennial hot-button public policy issues, particularly those pertaining to race and discrimination. To the Grove City College family, he was known as a long-serving member of the Board of Trustees, an adjunct professor in the Grove City College Department of Economics during the 1990s, a graduation commencement speaker twice, and a recipient of a GCC honorary doctorate. While a student in George Mason University's doctoral program in economics, I knew him as Dr. Williams. And if I was going to make a favorable impression during my first semester microeconomics course, I better internalize the wisdom of UCLA-style price theory, of which Williams was the greatest living communicator. More on that in a minute. He was born in 1936 in a poor part of Philadelphia, a city he was fond of describing as having a property rights problem. Those of us who were his students caught his drift, but he hadn't always thought of things with such piercing analytical clarity. In his youth, Williams described himself as a radical, someone sympathetic to Malcolm X, and a proponent of minimum wage laws, because he believed they helped poor people and poor black people and protected workers from exploitation. Though later repudiating many of his self-proclaimed radical views and arguably adopting others that were just as radical along different lines, Williams had identified and experienced true racial injustice while serving as a private in the Army. During his military stint, Williams' passion for justice, particularly racial justice, caused him to write to President John F. Kennedy, decrying the pervasive racial discrimination he observed and experienced in the Army's ranks. His campaign for justice didn't stop with letter writing, though, and it eventually got him in big trouble. As relayed in his documentary, one day Williams' commanding officer, a man with manifestly prejudiced views, barked out, "Williams, paint that truck!" Young Walter knew he'd been assigned the grunt work, once again, merely because of his officer's racist proclivities. "Yes, sir," he replied. "The whole truck?" he asked for clarification. The commanding officer was hot. "Of course the whole truck, Williams. Now get it done." Walter E. Williams proceeded to paint every square inch of the truck's exterior. Windows, tires, the whole kit and caboodle. For his fidelity to the officer's command, Williams was awarded a court-martial proceeding, but was eventually exonerated. After leaving the Army, Williams resumed his education at California State College at Los Angeles, where he graduated with an economics degree in 1965. But it was his matriculation in the economics PhD program at UCLA that made him the Walter Williams we know and love today. At UCLA, he was dazzled with the brilliance of his professors Armen Alkian and future Nobel Prize winner James Buchanan. Gradually, and only gradually because Williams was stubborn, Alkian, Buchanan, and other faculty, like Axel Leonhufud, convinced Williams with hard-nosed economic theory that minimum wage and discrimination laws only add to the hurts of disenfranchised communities. While stubborn, he was always too much a truth-seeker to demur for long. Walter E. Williams, the economist, was born. Thankfully for us, Williams didn't nurse the grievances he'd endured at the hands of racist Army officers. Instead, they were a source of curiosity to him. He became a fervent disciple of Armen Alkian's distinct UCLA approach to microeconomic theory. The UCLA approach pursues opportunity-cost reasoning unflinchingly, all while emphasizing that opportunity costs vary with the property rights arrangement. For Williams, this meant asking questions like, why could I experience such vicious discrimination in the military, all while African Americans have begun to dominate the MBA? Williams found the answer at UCLA. The opportunity cost of acting like a bigot is lower for the military man than the owner of a professional sports franchise. The latter will see his income fall if he indulges his bigoted tastes by passing over the best ball players merely to avoid association with African Americans. The military man's income is secure regardless of his prejudicial behavior. One man can discriminate with virtual impunity. The other must forego profits to exercise his bigotry. Williams taught me and my classmates that discrimination is merely a synonym for choice. Each of us discriminates when we choose a college, a spouse, a church, and so on. So the question arises, what are the conditions that allow space for racially discriminatory actions to breed? In books such as his classics, The State Against Blacks, South Africa's War Against Capitalism, and race and economics, how much can be blamed on discrimination? Williams incisively demonstrated the role that public policies play in lowering the costs of racially discriminatory behavior. Reading Williams' airtight logic, grounded in his UCLA price theory days, is a devastating blow to all who reason that union activity, minimum wages, or anti-discrimination laws are a boon to the disenfranchised. Though an academic economist, Williams was the rare talent who could compellingly communicate with lay audiences. It is for that reason that most of America knew him as a substitute host for popular talk radio programs like Rush Limbaugh's. Or they knew him from the thousands of columns that he wrote on a syndicated basis for decades. What most people don't know is that Williams' impressive ability to speak on wide-ranging issues with unusual clarity derived from his steadfast commitment to the economic way of thinking, evidence for which can be found on his personal website. There, you can test your own economic knowledge on any of the 111 questions that he believed any self-respecting, PhD-holding economist should be able to answer. At the same time, he assured my classmates and I that 99% of the economists in Washington, D.C. would perform dismally on his 111-question test. If you are anything like me, revisiting the list will give you an urge to brush up on your price theory, an outcome that I'm sure would make Dr. Williams smile. But if you're not an economist, Walter E. Williams is still your man. His writing is for you. Pick it up today and understand the world better than you did before. Let Walter E. Williams be your guide to the contentious issues of race and discrimination that have come to the fore in our day. You won't be disappointed. After all, he used to tell us, the E stands for excellence. For more content like this.
Gosh, you know. Interesting sort of juxtaposition. I thought it was interesting also, speaking of stuff that's disappeared, you know, the user clip that I created over on C-SPAN still doesn't load properly. I don't know what the deal is. The player loads now, but there's no video. So if you click play, it's, you know, it's like an empty player. And I've noticed lots of things disappearing. It seems like there's just stuff evaporating from the interwebs. Certain places in particular that, you know, YouTube, obviously, one of the things I was going to mention is the, you know, YouTube is censoring even more. Shocking. So the announcement, you know, what they call supporting the 2020 U.S. election. That's what you do when you're an Orwellian sophist. You know, you say, we're supporting the 2020 U.S. election. When others say things like, breaking, YouTube announces new censorship rules. That's how the rest of, you know, that's how normal people couch that announcement. But, you know, for whatever reason, if you go to Walter E. Williams' website and you scroll down, 1, 2, 3 from the bottom of the links that he has or that he had on his site is 1985 PBS documentary State Against Blacks. You click on any of the links, parts 1 through 6, and they're, you know, the video is unavailable. For what reason, I don't know. I'm sure it's a perfectly logical explanation, but just one of those things. Disappeared. So, last thing I'll say about that, you know, he used to, I've talked about this from time to time. He would publish the wisdom of the month. He would have a quote, and the most recent that's featured too at the top of his website, the two most recent quotes. First, Richard M. Ebeling from The Real Meaning of Thanksgiving, November 2016. No one can read our Constitution without concluding that the people who wrote it wanted the wanted their government severely limited. The words no and not employed in restraint of government power occur 24 times in the first 7 articles of the Constitution and more than 22 more times in the Bill of Rights. So that's interesting. And what do we have now? We have exactly what the lessons of history teach us, I think. Second quote from Thomas Jefferson, Congress has not unlimited powers to provide for the general welfare, but only those specifically enumerated. So powers granted to government, limited powers granted to government, rights enumerated to the people, not granted. Powers granted to government, limited, specific, and rights enumerated to the people. Today we have the inverse of that. We see the way that it operates. But, you know, history tells us that's what happens. One of the things I hope that we will get to is an interesting segment. If this video is still up, Free Market Foundation, Southern Africa, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Interesting remarks. If anyone's paying attention, you know, it's difficult for people. I think most of America's in denial. I think we're at a point now where you can see you don't need to be, you know, a PhD economist, you know, public policy expert, think tanky, you know, connected individual. For better or worse, we can see it. And we, you know, Aaron and Melissa Dykes are right when they say, if we just keep giving it our support, guess what? It's going to keep doing what it does. So that's not good. And we need to change that. We have some time. Let's do this. Well, no, there's not really time for that. Yeah, there is time for that. Yeah, we have time for this. So, Crazy Joe, Manchurian Joe, I think is what we should call him. Got a couple of little entries. And Manchurian Joe. What is it? You know, is he lucid most of the time, but they feed him something that makes him cuckoo? Or is it the opposite? I don't know. I think in any case, it's bizarre to watch. Here is the latest round of examples. Go ahead, please.
It's time for our Seen and Unseen segment where we expose the stories behind the headlines. For that, we turn to Raymond Arroyo, EWTN managing editor, author of The Spider Who Saved Christmas. Ray, Joe Biden rushing ahead of the courts and ruling out individuals he hopes are going to populate his administration. These have become daily events now.
Yeah, very choreographed daily events, Laura. That is until Joe Biden takes the microphone. Here he is today naming retired Army General Lloyd Austin as defense secretary.
He was a statesman representing our country with a skill at tables that I've sat with him with foreign leaders. And I wondered whether or not he was from the State Department or from the Defense Department.
Biden seems to be wondering where he's sending Austin right now. But at least he'll be at the tables, Laura. Yesterday was a similar scene.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccaria. You know, Javier Becerra, excuse me.
What, Laura? The Biden team, they're biting their nails to the nubs every time the man takes the microphone. I mean, you've got to know the name of the guy you're appointing.
Did he say health, education, and welfare? What the heck did he say?
It's a new
agency. That was back in the 70s, wasn't it? That was the 70s. Yeah. He's having one of those moments where you go back decades. Well, throughout the campaign.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know how anybody could support what's going on there. and guy who forgets where he is, what state he's in, who he's talking to. Probably, I don't know, you know, just reminds me of all those books. The people get what the people deserve. I hope that's not the case. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Segment of the first hour, today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. this Thursday, December 10, 2020. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, supposedly they're used in a body double sometimes for Biden, and it sounds like these ones you played, that sounds like the real deal, but supposedly the
it's one of those deals like, remember when Dick Gregory said there are two Donald Trumps? Anyway.
Well, this is...
and he said, you can tell, you know, the one wears the blue tie, the other one wears the red tie. Anyway.
No, this is, you tell by the ears. It's real hard to do plastic surgery on the ears. And Biden has what they call pendant earlobes, where they hang down lower from where they attach to the head. And his double that they use supposedly in the second debate, his ears, he doesn't really have one lobes that hang down. They attach, and there's places on the internet you can find this, I guess. I haven't seen them, but Jim Fetzer was talking about it, and that's how you tell if it's, you know, just rounds off and right to where it attaches to the head. That's the double. So, and I don't know how they do the voice.
I think we all need to put the Illuminati card game away, and, you know, the clone can take over the...
But, you know, they, you know, you can probably have a pretty good gig if you halfway look like someone famous and then get the plastic surgery to make it look real. I mean, until they decide
you
to...
You can be a Manchurian candidate. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, but that sounds like the real deal. And, yeah, they're probably pumping him up with something, trying to make him stay lucid for 30 minutes or whatever, so... Okay, that's all I had.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Interesting stuff. In any case, you know, whatever is going on, I think it's pretty self-evident. I would hope that this is not a person who has the faculty enough to, you know, be the leader of the free world, as they say. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.